You are listening to Morning Edition on KCUR 89.3. In the last 30 years, Olathe has changed dramatically, both in the size and demographics. Latinos have been one of the fastest-growing populations. As KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez reports, as much as the city has done to welcome these changes, some Latinos have yet to feel a sense of home there.
Black Bob Elementary is one of Olathe's flagship schools. It's in the middle of Olathe, surrounded by neighborhoods, just a few blocks away from a big shopping center with a Starbucks and Walgreens. But it didn't always look that way.
Well, I served for the first year I was here with a Black Bob Elementary, and it was really literally out in a field.
Allison Banikowski is the deputy superintendent of Olathe Schools. She's lived there since 1982. Back in the early 80s, Olathe had a population of about 30,000 people. By 2014, that number had climbed to more than 130,000, making Olathe the fourth largest city in Kansas. But the city has also seen a major demographic change. Latinos in the area have gone from being not quite 2% of the population in 1990 to more than 10% in 2013, which makes it one of the biggest Latino populations in Johnson County.
And that isn't really, to me, much different than it's happening in the United States. We're just a microcosm of that larger world.
Her district uses 285 interpreters for their parent-teacher conferences. The influx of Latinos can be seen in more than schools.
My name is Sylvia Romero, and I'm an associate pastor with Grace United Methodist Church. I'm originally from Bogota, Colombia.
Romero says that when she moved to Olathe from Colombia in 1993, she didn't really notice a lot of Spanish speakers. That changed in the 2000s.
And you can just see it, like, you know, when you just go around the city, when you go to the stores, and even some of the main stores, how they have changed the stuff that they sell so that they can cater to the Spanish-speaking population.
So why Olathe? Banikowski, for her part, says one reason is affordable housing and lots of space to grow.
We didn't move to Olathe because it had great mountains and a roaring ocean, but it does have a wonderful school system. It has a wonderful community, and I think a lot of people wanted to raise their children in this community.
Romero says it's no different for Latinos.
For me, like as a Hispanic immigrant, when I moved to Olathe, what I looked for was what kind of place was it to live? What kind of schools did they have?
City leaders were ahead of this trend and intentional about preparing for a growing and changing population. Jan Heinen, an administrator for Olathe Schools, says it's something her district took seriously.
What I saw when I came to Olathe is that the city knew and anticipated the growth and welcomed it. And I was struck right away as a new person in 1995 how well the business community, the Chamber of Commerce, the city government, and the school district partnered together to plan for the growth.
Heinen organizes all those interpreters for parent-teacher conferences. She says training teachers to deal with students and parents who don't speak English has been a challenge.
It's something that is a responsibility that we see, and we simply fulfill that responsibility.
Churches have also had an important role for newcomers. On Sundays at 12:30, St. Paul Catholic Church has Spanish Mass. Last week, the sanctuary was completely full, and at least a dozen people stood in the church lobby listening to the service. Claudia Ramirez is the pastoral assistant at St. Paul. She says church is an important part of Latino culture.
Okay, I found a church. I'm going to join the church. And then that's how you gradually intertwine into get into, you know, into acquaintances and friendships.
Raul De Leon Garcia moved to the area about 16 years ago from California, where a lot of the members of St. Paul's congregation are from. His family lives in DeSoto, but they come to Olathe a lot. He says at church, he feels connected to the community. Outside of church, though, he says it's a different story. Part of the reason they're not united is that Latinos in Olathe don't come together for big celebrations. Garcia and his family often go back to Mexico for festivals, and many people choose to celebrate in the West Side or the Argentine neighborhood in KCK, where the Mexican populations go back more than 100 years. Romero says that establishing those traditions in Olathe could take time.
What I would love to see is a place where, regardless of where you come from, that they would feel, you know, welcome to celebrate their heritage.
Olathe's Latino population is continuing to grow, and efforts across the city are underway to embrace that population, like Hispanic Heritage Month in September and the Hispanic Task Force, which meets at Romero's church every month. But despite their hard work, it may take another generation of Olathe Latinos to celebrate their heritage in the place they call home. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.